Today is January 20th, 2023, and this is the Pulse Museum's daily centennial moment. Country ready to go after business. The call of the new get-togetherism is the call of the hour, Dr. W.J. Hindley said last night in striking the keynote, not only of his own speech, but of the Commercial Club banquet, at which he was the principal speaker. More than 350 people attended the banquet, held in the Masonic Temple, and went away satisfied after an instructive and amusing program. President L.W. Taft, elected yesterday noon to serve during 1923, received the gavel from retiring President John R. Hoskins at the conclusion of the program. Dr. Hindley spoke on the business outlook for 1923, saying that from his observation gained in 5 years of traveling through this state and visiting an average of 5 communities a week, business conditions were getting better, and that the motto for 1923 should not be the French war cry, "They shall not pass," nor the dogged British "carry on," but the American "let's go," which was the watchword of victory. Dr. Hindley made a decidedly favorable impression on his audience, having a deep commanding voice, an impressive carriage, and a message of hope and optimism that he backed with figures and a plainly apparent knowledge of his subject. Hoquiam Business Women's Club president presented a stunt as a combined meeting of the community, Rotary, and Kiwanis clubs. Minutes of previous meetings were read with humorous takeoffs on members of the other clubs, after which the meeting was thrown open for discussion and imitations of well-known businessmen given. In the city and county news, a proposal to start a broom factory in Hoquiam was received by the secretary of the Commercial Club yesterday. The writer says that fir would be practicable for broom handles, and he could make use of the slabs and edgings that are often wasted. Pieces large enough, or 2 number one pieces of lath, are big enough for 1 number one broom handle. Standard Oil tanker El Segundo arrived at the dock of the company in Aberdeen yesterday afternoon at 4 o'clock with 9,000 barrels of fuel oil. She is due to leave this morning at 10 o'clock for California ports. Clarence Solly, 25 years old, a log scaler at Camp No. 3 of the Saginaw Timber Company, was seriously injured in an accident Thursday morning. A Wright, 22 years of age, was injured at the Coates Fordney logging camp Thursday. His right hand was crushed while coupling cars. Solly has a double fracture of his right leg. Both are in St. Joseph's Hospital in Aberdeen. And finally, Police Judge Taggart finds novel defense needed scientific analysis. Fine points in the case of Joe Williams, for-hire car driver tried in police court today on a charge of driving while drunk, caused Judge Taggart to break all precedents in his court and take the case under advisement. Up to a late hour tonight, the judge had not reached a decision. City Attorney A.E. Cross and Judge R.E. Taggart appeared to feel sentence of guilty could mean but one thing: forfeiture of Williams' license, which means his livelihood. Loss of equilibrium was the novel defense to the charge entered by Williams. It plunged the judge, City Attorney A.E. Cross, and attorney for the defense A.M. Wade into such technicalities that it was impossible for listening citizens to tell where equilibrium jets off and intoxication begins. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on January 20, 1923. Though the Polson is currently closed until April 1, 2023, to complete fabrication of new permanent exhibits, catalog major collections, and tackle more interior painting, we are pleased to remind you of our online photograph collections database launched early last year. Visit PolsonMuseum.org now to begin exploring over 29,000 images of historic Grace Harbor made possible through a grant from the Grace Harbor Community Foundation. We greatly appreciate your support. And as always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulse Museum's daily centennial moment.